There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
A very good evening. I'm Richard Dean, and you are listening to the Business Breakfast Nightcap. Talking real estate, as Cityscape got underway today, officials from RERA warned developers and brokers not to chase investors around the corridors and the parking lots. In this hour, we'll hear from the authorities, the organisers of Cityscape, and property players to find out what's really going on. But first, this morning, as the UAE was counting down to the historic space launch, we spoke to His Excellency Dr. Mohammed Nasser Al Ababi, Director General of the UAE Space Agency.
It's a very exciting day for us and for everyone here from UAE, from US and from Russia, because today these three countries are sending three astronauts to space. For UAE, it's a historic day because this is the first astronaut to space. Hadza Al-Mansouri is taking with him our dream, our ambitions, and reflecting, you know, a big hope for the youth in our country, in our region.
Talk us through the role of the UAE Space Agency in getting Hadza Al-Mansouri and the whole team to this stage.
It's not only UAE Space Agency, but different organizations in UAE. Mohammed bin Rashid Space Research Center in Dubai, and our leadership, because they have a vision. We as a space agency, we have a plan, we have a policy, strategy, and we have a great team. You know, I call them the dream team, working on a different projects. One of them is the human space flight, which is Hadza Al-Mansouri and his colleague Sultan Niyadi. The lead in this project is Mohammed bin Rashid Space Research Center. However, you know, we are putting the strategy and all the regulations and all the international cooperation.
Dr. Mohammed, what? Even just being in Kazakhstan at the Cosmodrome, what are you and your team learning from that, from this experience that you'll be bringing back to the UAE to use for future missions?
Well, I will tell you the truth. You know, I've been in this business for some number of years. It's all about cooperation. Space is hard, expensive, high risk. Takes a lot of time. So the only way to mitigate these big challenges is through cooperation, through networking, learning from others. And we are very active. We do believe that we as a young country have a great ambitions in space. The only way to move fast and be in the club, if you like, is to engage through cooperation. So every day we learn something. When we cooperate with the Russian Space Agency, Roscosmos, we learn their way of doing things. When we cooperate with NASA on different projects, we learn their way. And the same thing with JAXA, with China, with India. We have cooperated with every space agency, and some actually we have translated that cooperation to projects. And through these projects, we are learning, we have, securing the transfer of knowledge and technology and experiences to our young engineers and also to our country. So it's the only way. And actually, this is very common in the international space community. Probably there are some differences. For example, Russia and US, they have political differences. But when it comes to space, they are working as a team. And this is very, very common. And a good example of that is the International Space Station. It's a station that 15 countries has built this, amazing piece of technology that it's the most expensive system that has been built by humans. And they are working great as a team. So space is all about cooperation.
Your Excellency, you mentioned a couple of times that it is expensive. Can we put a dollar value on this project?
What project? I mean, if you talk about a satellite today, a communication satellite, it might cost around $400 million. Now, $400 million, that's one part to make a satellite. But to launch a satellite to space, sometimes it costs, it depends on orbit. it might cost around $100 million. So the most expensive part of the space business and the most risky is how to get things from Earth to space. Access to space is the bottleneck today in terms of cost, complexity, and risk. So it's space by all means is very expensive. For example, you know, the International Space Station, it cost more than $100 billion to be built. So that piece of technology that orbiting Earth in every 90 minutes with the speed of 28,000 kilometers per hour is the most expensive system that has been built. But this is just to give you a feeling of how much space is expensive.
And do we know how much this particular mission is costing? Is it possible to quantify that?
No, I think because it's hard to quantify, because this mission is a combined mission. It has three astronauts. So basically, when you take trip, it's a shared, it's not only going from Earth to space, but also staying in the International Space Station. There is cost associated with space and activities and experiments. The type of how many days you will stay there, it has a figure. All these are calculated, and it's very hard to quantify. But in general, I can say that cost to human spaceflight, it's coming, it's declining. Why? Because there's more options to send humans to space. Technology has improved. Now, U.S. is working on two vehicles that will take humans to space. It's actually built by companies, by SpaceX and Boeing. So this is becomes a commodity, a service. So tomorrow, I think, in the future, in the near future, actually, if you went to space, you know, you're going to shop around from company to company to see, you know, what, how much it costs. So I think it's coming down, and I think more people will go to space. And actually, space tourism is coming soon. And we are, putting the regulations in UAE. We are just, the government has approved our space law. And it's the law for tomorrow. Means that it's prepare, you know, our country for that trend and the new space activities that coming. For example, human space flight, space tourism, and space mining. You know, companies today are competing and building technologies to bring resources from space. And I think this is the future. It will, more companies, countries are putting more role for the industry rather than the government. So in the past, you know, like the space agencies taking, you know, the building rockets, launching rockets, but now they are a trend that this is moved to the industry, and this is for sustainability. Competitions, companies, you know, doing this better than governments always.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. His Excellency Dr. Mohammed Nasser Al-Khababi, the Director General of the UAE Space Agency, speaking to us from the Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan.
The Business Breakfast Nightcap
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Good evening, I'm Richard Dean. You're listening to the Business Breakfast Nightcap.
RERA, the Real Estate Regulatory Agency, has issued a warning to developers and brokers not to chase investors in corridors and parking lots this cityscape. We are speaking now to Hend Almari, who's the CEO of the Dubai Real Estate Institute. Hend, it's lovely to speak to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Why has RERA issued this warning?
It's really important to present Dubai in a proper manner, especially in such a huge real estate platform and exhibition like Cityscape. And we are keen on stressing today to and highlight the importance of this message to the real estate developers and brokers, especially the agents representing Dubai properties.
Has something happened before? Have there been issues at Cityscape where people have been followed by brokers and developers?
It happened, unfortunately, yes. And RERA started sending them warnings and penalties. And as you know, it's an unprofessional practice on many levels and present a negative image and doesn't show the professional and the industry in a proper manner and attitude. Investors are coming to Dubai from across the world, looking to invest in this sector or planning to make Dubai as their second home, and such a practice will not do that. And we at Dubai Real Estate Institute strictly train and certify them and equip them with the needed skills and knowledge to succeed in their career and be the Dubai ambassadors. And that's why we're stressing on this message today to present Dubai in a proper manner.
How bad has it been? How pushy have salespeople been?
It was not only with the registered brokers, but company even used freelancers as sales people during Cityscape and after that. And investors were annoyed by cold calling, messaging. People are chasing them all over the location and in the city. Sometimes even we received complaints that taxi drivers are trying to sell the properties just to secure the commission. But unfortunately, it's not the case. So we wish that to stop, especially during Cityscape, with massive investors coming to showcase Dubai properties.
Is this common? I mean, has this been common?
Not really, but I think it's Dubai is the city of gold, and everybody is wishing to do business or succeed in whatever career. And maybe brokerage is a simple way or an easy way to do that, but it's illegal. RERA would not accept it and will issue fines for such practice.
Has RERA fined people or cancelled their registration for this before?
Yes, it happened. We received complaints from investors and even from legal and ethical brokers who reported such illegal practice.
Are we talking about cancelling one or two registrations, fining one or two people, or 20 people or 50 people? I'm just trying to get an idea of the scale.
To be honest, I don't have the numbers, but I've heard such cases because we at Dubai Real Estate Institute train and certify these people. So we get involved in some cases to ensure that they attended the course, they still updating themselves and continuously uplift their skills and get the most recent updates from RERA and from Dubai Land Department regarding the rules and regulations. I cannot tell you a number, but we received a couple of complaints last year, especially during Cityscape.
So what are brokers and developers allowed to do? What is good behaviour going to look like this Cityscape?
There is a lot to do and not to do. They must be licensed. They have the license from RERA. They have the registration through Dubai Brokers app. Their broker's ID is renewed. Always identify themselves as licensed brokers. Must be educated with the, especially with the new laws issued by Dubai Land Department lately. They have a code of ethics, aware of such circular from Dubai Land Department, clear business cards with their broker registration number and office registration number on, use the proper contracts in place, be honest, straightforward, advise their clients with their rights and obligations, and so on.
It says in the circular that brokers can only do business at Cityscape from their stands. Does that mean that they can't, speak to an investor over a coffee in a coffee shop or over lunch? I mean, what happens if they bump into a willing investor in a corridor?
Exactly, Brandy. They can't bump into any client. They're supposed to stay close to their stands. So not to bother someone who's in a coffee shop, but if they agreed to go in a coffee shop and finish the deal, that's accepted, but not to force themselves and expose themselves as, sales and everywhere. Investors and guests want to enjoy and see other properties, and we don't want the brokers to push themselves and their properties to, investors where maybe they're just, having a look, not to invest, but just to have that, proper attitude.
Hind Al-Mari, the CEO of the Dubai Real Estate Institute, speaking on behalf of the CEO of RERA. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
The Business Breakfast Nightcap
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
A very good evening. I'm Richard Dean and you are listening to the Business Breakfast Nightcap. Cityscape beginning today, and Dubai real estate authorities say they're cracking down on unscrupulous practices by brokers. Paul Kelly is operations director at one of the city's biggest real estate brokers, Allsop and Allsop, and he joins us on the line. Paul, just how serious an issue is this?
Well, it's obviously a serious issue, I think, for those that are involved. I don't think it's a serious issue in terms of everyone that goes to Cityscape is getting chased down corridors and chased through car parking lots, but it's a case of one person being chased down a corridor and through a parking lot is too many, really. As Hend was saying, for the image of Dubai and Dubai real estate, it's not. And for the image of, again, as Hend referenced, all the good, decent brokers in the markets, we're all embarrassed by that kind of practice. And I'd hedge a bet that the exhibitors themselves that have hired the brokers to go on the stands or the freelancers to go on the stands, they're probably embarrassed themselves as well, that someone's portraying their development and their project in such a way that someone's running through a car park because they think that if they chase someone through a car park, all of a sudden someone's going to turn around and decide to do the deal after all. So, like I said, I don't think it's not that everyone that goes to Cityscape's getting chased, but one person being chased is too many.
Paul, what have you actually seen before in the past?
it's not funny that it's happened, but I have not actually witnessed this. So when the circular came around yesterday, I did have a little chuckle because I was trying to picture in my head this crazy scene of people being chased through car parks. Honestly, this is why I say I don't think it's a widespread issue. I've genuinely never seen that happen myself. I believe it has happened, and I've heard anecdotes and stories. And obviously, RERA and the Land Department feel strongly enough about it that they've had to issue the circular. But on a personal level, I've never witnessed it myself.
But you guys are property salesmen, so have you got guidelines for the people working for you, whether they're in-house or freelance behaviour?
We do have guidelines. We don't have any freelance people working for us. Again, like Hen said, every real estate broker has to do an exam every year. So when they start in real estate, they do the exam, and they're not allowed to practice real estate until they've completed the exam, and then every year they need to do the exam again to keep the qualification. And within that, there is a code of ethics and moral guidelines. But I think this goes, honestly, I don't think you need a code of ethics or guidelines to know not to chase someone into a car park. It's crazy if you think about it. But yeah, the answer is yes. There is a code of ethics and morals, and as well as what the Land Department do at Allsop and Allsop, we have our own training department, so we look to train people in the correct ways to behave and obviously not enter into these kind of practices.
When we just spoke with Hend Al-Mari from the Dubai Real Estate Institute, fascinating interview that Brandy did with her, she talked about a number of different transgressions. The one grabbing the headlines is chasing people through car parks. But others she mentioned were cold calling and also, and this surprised us, taxi drivers brokering illegal real estate deals. Let's deal with those in turn. First of all, cold calling. We've spoken about it before, Paul, but what's the situation?
It does still happen, unfortunately. Not through Allsop and Allsop, but it is still a problem in the market. We know that because just operating within the market, we talk to a lot of homeowners that we deal with, and they comment to us how they're fed up with receiving not just cold calls, but emails, SMSs, WhatsApps, etc., etc. However, what I would say about that is, again, RERA, through RERA guidelines and initiatives, I don't think it's as bad as it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So we are on the road to fixing it, if that's the right way to put it. But we are on the road to reducing the number of cold calls in the market. But yeah, it does still go on.
And finally, this issue of taxi drivers brokering deals. That sounds a bit Wild West. It sounds a little bit 2005. What do you know about this? Not just taxi drivers, but any unlicensed broker doing illegal deals on the side. How prevalent is that?
Well, yeah, the taxi driver one, again, maybe I'm a bit naive in the market, but I've never experienced a taxi driver trying to deal with Allsop and Allsop to do a deal. But if we take the wider, the freelance angle, we do have people that come to us who say, oh, my friend wants to buy real estate or my friend wants to sell. Can you deal with them and pay me, give me some of the commission? So which we're not allowed to do. We can't do, again, RERA guidelines. Unless someone's a RERA registered broker, you're not allowed to broker a real estate deal, and you're not allowed to be paid any form of commission on a real estate deal. However, people do see it as a way to try and get some extra cash in their pocket, or they think if they approach the broker will say, oh, yeah, I need a deal, I'll get some commission, I'll give you some of this. So I can imagine it does happen.
We've had a number of questions in on this. One of them comes from a fellow real estate broker of yours, Harry Tregoning, asks, some staff on developer stands are not RERA licensed. How does this work? You've mentioned a couple of times the word freelancers. I thought all real estate brokers like you had to be licensed in Dubai, but is there a kind of grey area for temporary staff?
I don't know, is the honest answer. So obviously not within day-to-day real estate and real estate offices and people operating in the market. I'm not 100% sure on exhibitions and stands and things like Cityscape, whether there is, I don't know, a temporary license or people are allowed to, just to increase the numbers to have, because Cityscape, it's a huge thing every year. There's hundreds and thousands of people that come through the doors. So I can imagine that developers or exhibitors will need extra staff to be able to cope with the footfall and the people that might be visiting the stands. So my honest answer is that I don't know, but I can imagine maybe this is where the grey area comes up, and this is maybe why Cityscape, you do get the more dodgy kind of practices of people, because there may be people that are on the stands in Cityscape that aren't in the real estate market every day and maybe don't know how to conduct themselves as a real estate agent.
What does this warning actually say about the state of the market at the moment, Paul? I mean, we know that the real estate market is soft. Are you expecting to see a lot of deals at Cityscape? Might brokers and developers have to try a little harder?
And you've got about 15 seconds to answer that, Paul.
The off-plan market is up 6% so far this year, so I don't think it's a sign of the market. I think it's a sign of the individual rather than the market.
Paul Kelly, Operations Director at Allsop and Allsop.
The Business Breakfast Nightcap.
On Dubai I 103.8.
Good evening. You're listening to The Business Breakfast Nightcap with me, Richard Dean.
RERA, the Real Estate Regulatory Agency, sending out a circular warning developers and brokers not to chase investors at Cityscape, physically chase investors. We've spoken to the authorities, we've spoken to a real estate broker, and now we're going to speak to the event themselves. Chris Speller is the group director of the company behind Cityscape Informer Market. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on the line again.
Did this circular come, this warning come as a bit of a surprise to you?
We work incredibly closely with the Land Department and RERA. And we think it's a great initiative. It really just supports the investors who are coming to the event and ensuring that they get freedom just to walk around the event, don't feel under pressure, don't feel cajoled into certain developments. They just have the opportunity to see what's in the market and what's going on and what developers have to offer.
Has it been an issue before in the past, Chris? Developers, brokers being overzealous?
I think it's something that in the height of the real estate market, when it's been an absolute boom, people see the opportunity and brokers can do incredibly well from reaching out and trying to find investors to sell properties. I think RERA have worked incredibly hard to ensure that there are regulations which best support both the developer, the broker themselves, and also the end user.
Have you seen incidents, though? I mean, I know we've spoken to the authorities this morning, and they've said that, you know, obviously not everybody is causing issues, but that they have had complaints before. Have you seen this at Cityscape?
We have had incidents in the last few years where it has been an issue, but I want to make sure everyone, it's very clear, there are incredibly professional brokers in this market and who conduct themselves in a manner that you would want to actually purchase a property. They give you the opportunity not just to see one development, but a multitude, and that's the benefit of working with a broker. So we support them in every way. It's just ensuring that those brokers who are registered, who are licensed, and work in a professional manner are given the best opportunity, and that perhaps anybody else who isn't registered, that we should perhaps support and work to make sure that they get themselves registered.
What does Informa do to make sure that, that everyone is, you know, working professionally and behaving well to each other at your trade fairs?
We have a very stringent registration process which allows us to share that information with the DTCM and also with our partners such as the Dubai Land Department to ensure that those companies and individuals attending the show, they've got the right licenses to conduct business, their projects have been approved, and ensuring again that it's a safe haven place for people to come and actually see what's going on in the market and hopefully purchase.
And you will be opening your doors, so we're going to let you get on with that. How many people are you expecting through them, by the way, Chris?
I'd love to have the crystal ball on that one, but our expectations are perhaps similar to last year. Pre-registration has gone incredibly well. We ran the conference yesterday, and we saw an increase in the quantity of visitors coming to that event. So we increased by circa 10% of people wanting to actually really understand what was going on in the market and listen to their peers and the experts. So we're hoping for a very productive and informative show where investors and the industry can really understand what's going on.
Chris Speller, the Group Director of Informa Market, the company behind it, speaking to us there.
That's it for the Business Breakfast Nightcap. We're back tomorrow morning with the Business Breakfast Breakfast from 6 a.m.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.